it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on the phone with us is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you?
It's going great.
It's a nice day out there.
Yeah, and it's going to heat up, it sounds like.
Yeah, that'll make things grow.
Yeah, for sure. Fast, anyway. So.
You know, we're lucky to have that little half-inch rain we had the other day. That sure greened the grass up again.
Yeah, it did, that's for sure. Hey, I want to give you guys a shout-out. Great landscaping job across the street here from the radio station, Madison Dental Clinic. Did a all-new landscaping around there. It looks really nice, Dwayne.
Yeah, thank you very much. We do a lot of that in the summertime. We have two crews out doing landscaping, and it's fun. I'm kind of the one that does the design work, so if people need help out there, just give me a call over in Dawson, and I'd help them design or answer their questions or whatever. Have done that. That's what my background is landscape design. We did the Madison Dental Clinic there, did all the way around, took out the old landscaping, and put new edging, new rock, new shrubs, redid the grass, planted some trees. So it was fun. It's good. It looks nice.
Yeah, and you did it quick.
Yeah, we redid all. We do pavers too. I know that's one of our questions coming up, but we put pavers out in front too. So, and a brand new bench.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of plants did you plant out there?
Well, he's going to put a ramp in the front of the building, so we put some taller pushes in the front. Grasses, hostas, some new plants that were new this year, plants of the year, and planted a birch tree and a maple tree. That one maple tree passed away on us, so we had to plant a new one. We got a new one there, but look around there. And right now, we're over at Rick Gale's landscaping their house, so doing all the way around their house, too. So.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines again for a lawn or garden question or landscaping question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question or landscaping question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Have you seen that picture? It's absolutely awesome. They're blooming right now. It's called a starfighter lily. It's a bulb that you plant in the perennials, a starfire lily. It's a darker maroon color in the middle, and it fades out to a white on the edge. Absolutely beautiful. So, yeah. Starfire lily.
This is always a purple color?
It's kind of a purpley maroon color with a white edge. There's other lilies that have all different colors, but it's an oriental lily, which means that there's different types. There's Asiatic lilies. The Oriental lilies are the ones that grow around here and has a huge flower. So usually plant those from bulbs.
Okay. All right, so what's our horticultural concern for the week?
Well, definitely the question of the week is, what the heck is happening to my tomato plants?
A lot of people are asking that.
Oh, God. And there's a lot of things that could be going on. If I can go over that really quick, but this could be a three-hour discussion here. Make sure that your tomatoes are planted in the sunshine. They like the sun, and not under a walnut tree, because that gives off a toxin that tomatoes absolutely don't like. I would definitely say there's probably a blight. If your leaves are turning yellow, that's a fungus or a virus that's attacking your tomatoes. If you just have a few leaves, you can pick those off. Otherwise, you should treat that with a fungicide, which is like copper, or you can get a spray. If your tomato plant is completely brown, I would get rid of it. Throw it in the garbage. Don't compost it, because all you're doing is harboring that fungus problem for next year. You should always rotate your tomatoes. Don't plant them on. They say it should be like a four-year rotation. So plant them in different spots. Don't plant them in the same spot in your garden, because the blight is still there.
Oh, wow. In the soil, too?
in the soil.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah, and you could treat your soil with sulfur, which would help try to save that problem, but rotate your tomatoes.
Okay.
But I think what's really happening, though, is a root rot, which means that the roots have rot. They've actually rotted away, which is from too much water, too much rain and watering. And so it hasn't had to develop a lot of roots in the first place. Then the roots that were there, the hair roots, probably rotted. And so the tomato right now can't take up the nutrients and can't take up the water. And so the leaves are wilting.
Okay.
If the leaves are wilting, I'd say you got a root problem.
Okay.
And what I learned from my mom.
What's that?
Way back 60 years ago, is that you keep your tomatoes evenly moist, evenly. What you do is you mulch them, okay? We used to mulch our tomatoes on the farm with straw all the time. That way it'll help prevent some of those diseases and also keep them evenly moist so you don't have to water them so much so the roots can develop underneath that. That's what I learned from my mom.
Wow. Nice. You know, we plant our tomatoes in our backyard in the same place every year for a long time.
Yeah, along your garage.
Yeah, and it seems like we always get great tomatoes.
You're lucky. Count your blessings.
Okay.
Some have a hard time.
Yep. All right, here's a question. Go ahead.
What? Got a lot of things to cover. One thing before we get into more questions is that we're having a sale at Heather and Dawson. Newsies, which is a Walt Disney musical that's happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we got sale on greenhouse plants, garden seeds, and 20% off store-wide. So come and check out our Newsy sale.
Yeah, that's a big production happening at the school, right?
And yeah, my granddaughter, Ayana, is in the play. So come over to Dawson this weekend and check out Newsies.
Okay.
The other thing we got to cover before we get to is 2024 Horticulture Night up in Morris at the University of Minnesota. If that's tonight, okay?
4 to 8.
4 to 8 has tons and tons of stuff to the speakers and food and all different kinds of presentations, activities. I like just to go look at all the new different types of flowers and see what does good and what doesn't do good. They have a lot of trees and shrubs, so go check out Horticulture Night tonight from 4 to 8 o'clock up at the University of Minnesota Experiment Station.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal every year, isn't it?
It's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
If you're interested in plants, time to go.
It looks like the keynote speaker is Derek Carwood, and he's going to talk on micro ecosystems and how reframing our perspectives on gardening can help create more sustainable future. That's the keynote speaker there, and they got food booths, garden walking tours, and a lot of vendors, I guess. Live music, too.
It's a fun night.
Yeah. All right, here's a question. I don't think we got to this question last week because we ran out of time, but one of our listeners says, I have more snakes in my lawn this year than ever. Snakes. What's going on and how to get rid of them?
What's going on? That's one of the problems with having so much moisture. You know, the snakes multiply faster, so you get snakes, and they come to some places where it's moist. And there's a lot of moist places this year. Catch them, spin them around there, and give them a toss.
Okay.
No. That's what we used to do. There's a snake repellent that works very well. It's called Snake Away or Snake Stop. It's another variety. I would put where you see those snakes or you see where their nests are, put Snake Away or put it around your doors or any place that you think that they might come into your house if you have that problem, or around the bushes or whatever you have. But Snake Away or Snake Stop, that'll scare the snakes over to your neighbors.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't had any snakes in my yard this year, so. But I know some people that have, so.
I've seen frogs in my yard, so that's kind of, they're not as scary as snakes, so.
Yeah, so how do you get rid of frogs? Or you just leave them alone?
I like frogs, so they can stay.
Okay. All right, moving along here. Amber Boynes has a show, Taco Tuesday, here on Q92. And last week she talked about carrots. And I learned something from Amber. There's different kind of carrots. There's rainbow carrots and a number of other carrots besides the orange carrots. And they're very nutritious. And anyway, they started, we talked about this last year for at length, Dwayne. How are baby carrots grown? She talked about baby carrots, you know. Talk about that a little bit.
I'm going to talk about carrots first. The most popular carrot by far around here that grows really well in heavier soil is Scarlet Nanti carrots. And so if you grow carrots and you want to have great success, try Scarlet Nantis. And that's an orange carrot. Been around forever and ever and ever. It's a great carrot. There's a lot of different types of carrots, but what you're referring to is a rainbow carrot. There's white carrots, there's yellow carrots, there's purple. And what they do when they rainbow, they mix all those seeds together so you get a variety of carrots in your garden. The purple carrots are probably the most nutritious. Anything that has more red to it has a lot of vitamins in it, okay? So a red carrot, a red purple carrot is good. It has different minerals with the different colors of carrots. So plant rainbow carrots next year and try that out. That's a great thing. We sell rainbow carrots.
The question, too, is how are baby carrots made?
So we have to go into sex education. I think you know that, Paul.
Are they grown like that or manufactured off large carrots?
Yeah, I'm going to explain baby carrots, okay? Right. First, we're going to talk about miniature carrots. There's a difference. Miniature carrots are small carrots that are grown that way, okay? You can get a small carrot. Little finger carrots, they don't get very big, so they're small. They'll get about 4 inches in length, okay? Or you can get a globed round carrot that looks like a small beet. So, but those aren't what you call baby carrots. Baby carrots like you get in the grocery store, is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
You know, if you're talking about nutrition, those are probably the ones not to buy.
Right.
How they do that is when they're harvested, they cut carrots, and usually maybe some of the deformed carrots that don't look good, they cut them into like, you know, 2 to 3 inch length, and then they tumble them. So it looks like they take off the skin on the outside, which a lot of the nutrition is at. And then, so they make it look like a nice uniform carrot. And then they soak it in chlorine to seal that carrot up. And chlorine is not good for you.
Right.
Buy rainbow carrots and eat those. They're a lot better for you.
Right. We're out of time here, but I'm going to sneak one quick question in with a quick answer here. Can I cut my bleeding heart plant down to the ground now or not?
Bleeding heart goes dormant, okay? So if the leaves are yellow, cut it back.
They can do that now, then.
Don't water. Yes.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, what's happening at Heather? You got 1 minute.
busy landscaping, okay? And this week in our floral department, we have, unfortunately, a lot of funeral flowers, also doing wedding flowers. Busy taking care of the greenhouse. We still have a good selection of plants if you need to add some more flowers out there or even some vegetables. If you need landscaping help, give me a call or stop into one of our shops and we can help you out. So everybody, go to Hort Night up in Morris. Or if you're not going there, go to the Merck in Madison for the singing tonight.
All right. And the Newsies, too.
The Newsies, when we have 20% off.
All right. Got to run, Dwayne.
Have a great day, Paul, and everybody else.
Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for today.